Okay, essay outline feedback for Jakob Formherz. The quality of knowledge is best described, measured on how many people accept it. This is an incomplete title. You forgot the second part. Discuss this claim with reference to two areas of knowledge. You never forget about the title. So I will just give you maybe not so much detailed feedback. I will just give you very general feedback. I mean, your outline is contains a lot of interesting and good stuff. So basically, I think you're very much on the right track. However, okay, I do not like some of the examples you're giving because I think they are overused and you have no idea how many students actually use them. The whole flat earth thing is a problem, okay? Simply it's not sufficiently personal for you, and it's simply overused. Even the IP says that it's way overused, okay? And the second thing is again the Holocaust. Please don't use this example. The reason why the Holocaust the whole issue about Holocaust deniers is because they're not denying the Holocaust because of historical reasons or so, but simply because of anti-Semitic and right extremist reasons. Okay, so the motive is not there because they want to discuss on an academic level whether this really happened or not. No, this is not the reason. The reason is because for political ideological reasons that this is denied. I think it's not a good example. Please don't use this. Okay. My advice is the following. Choose better examples, okay? You also mention, in history, there are also cases where the majority of historians believing in a theory doesn't guarantee for quality of knowledge. And then you make this in a very short way. Troy, many theories ranking around it are all valid, are they? Why? Unclear. How can there be? Can there be contrasting theories? No way to find the truth. What do you mean? You mean the absolute truth? Does there even have to be one? So I'm a little bit. Be careful with words like truth. Okay, because then you're deviating a little bit into a basic debate. What is even truth in the first place? Okay, but I mean generally I get your view here. Please formulate this a little bit more carefully. Okay, my advice here is also one of the things that you could include here as a TOK theory as well is the whole issue of personal and shared knowledge. Personal knowledge is basically the knowledge that I obtain as an individual due to my personal experience, and shared knowledge is a knowledge that is present in a community of people, in a community of historians, in a community of scientists. Okay, that's one of the things that you can. Also talk about it. Does it make a difference if there is some kind of personal truth, okay, that this is automatically worse, okay, or some kind of personal truth in history, okay, maybe I've experienced something, okay, and does this basically make it any more or less valuable? Yeah, so this could be one way of additionally exploring this a little bit, okay, or is history only then useful when you actually have sufficient evidence and interpretation so that the whole community of people actually shares this knowledge? Is it only then real valid history? In other words, if you interview your grandfather or grandmother about certain events that occurred in the past, where you actually obtain some personal knowledge from these people, is this actually not real valid history because there is no consensus about this? There cannot be a consensus about certain things, okay? Because it's the experience of the individual, right? So, but does this make it any more or less valuable? Okay, and what does it even mean, quality of knowledge? So maybe that's also another thing that you can explain in the introduction or in the paragraphs. What does quality of knowledge mean in this natural sciences or the quality of knowledge in history? And I claim that in the natural sciences, the quality of knowledge not only depends on the number of people accepting it, but maybe also on the academic rigor that you applied. So maybe also on how much, whether the theories are falsifiable, properly falsifiable, whether there have been the proper experiments have been conducted, the scientific method has been employed, and all these things, okay? So I think there can also be other aspects here. And talk about this also in history. Does the way of actually doing history, does this actually kind of depend on the quality of knowledge, or does the quality of knowledge also depend on the way that you actually do history? Okay, about the interpretation of facts and okay, about the selection of facts. Okay, does this also play a role in determining quality? And basically, if one person does proper science and history using the proper methods, does this actually then increase the quality of knowledge, even though this knowledge is not accepted by the majority? So that's the question, okay? I'm just trying to, yeah? So two things, I'm just saying, don't talk about the flat earth, give me a better example, and don't talk about the Holocaust, okay? Overused in both cases. I don't know how many people in this year already have talked about the flat earth and the Holocaust and their TOKSs, and just don't do it. These are very risky things, especially the Holocaust thing, okay? Because it kind of deviates a little bit from your main argument, because it's getting emotional very easily, okay? And I wouldn't, okay? And don't forget another thing, that we as being in Austria here again have a very specific view of the events of the Holocaust, of the Third Reich and so on, compared maybe to other countries. So I personally would say that this example kind of is too loaded and too emotionally loaded, and therefore might not be the best one. Wish you all the best. Bye-bye.